Hey everybody, welcome back to Candidly Eclectic. You heard us talking about birthdays a few weeks ago, so today is sort of a follow-up. Today we're going to talk about aging. We'll touch on physical signs as well as emotional and mental signs of aging, of the aging process that we've noticed in ourselves. We're still young, but definitely have felt age creep in on us. Whether it is subtle pains, sometimes overwhelming anxieties that accompany being an adult, or changes in our health, the aging process shows up for everyone eventually. So sit back, relax, and enjoy as we discuss the signs we've experienced while getting older.
Okay.
All right, Shay, take it away.
Do you feel your age?
Yes. I really do. I'm 34.
Okay.
And I feel it hardcore. I think it's just, I was so active when I was younger, like way in high school and middle school. I was so active. I'm not as active as I used to be, but I still like to try to do some, like 5Ks. And then the 1 year I had to completely stop 5Ks, and I was out of commission because of a major surgery I had to go through, which definitely for age, remember the surgery, right? I was 31 when I got it done. It was 2022. I got the surgery and I was like panic mode, because I was like, at age 30, 31, I should not, my body should not have to go through such a traumatic surgery. Other than that, yeah, I feel my age. Some days than others. Other days, I'm like, oh, I'm like a spring chicken. I'm like, and then I'm like at work and like the kids are running around and I'm like, wait a minute, my body doesn't turn that way. I'm like, wait a minute, stop. What about you?
Physically, I feel my age, but mentally, I feel like I'm still like 22, 23.
Yes.
Because I'm 29.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've had a knee issue since I was
like in
14.
Yeah.
So, like, and that's what the surgery I'm getting in July is for.
Yeah.
So, I'm like, okay. And when I first had the arthroscopic surgery done, when I was 16, to check the knee.
Yeah.
My surgeon told me, he was like, I've seen 50-year-old men with knees better than you have. And I was like, oh, that's a
low blow.
I was like, okay.
Low blow.
And it just hurts a lot.
Yeah.
And it's, like, constant.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
it must be really bad on rainy days.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. So I'm like, okay. Guess I feel older in the knee.
Yeah,
but
younger
in the head.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Do you feel older now than you did in your last decade?
For me,
that's a weird question.
Like,
I definitely. Are you kidding me?
Like I said, mentally, I feel more mature.
Yeah.
But, like, I see a rubber duck, I'm still like, huh?
Yeah.
I still am obsessed with, like,
the small
stuffed animals and
small things.
Cute things and all that.
So yeah, like, we all have that inner child in us.
Yeah.
So, like, I definitely feel older now. But mentally, like, with me working with kids for 15 years, I still have that child mentality because I have to get down on their level.
Yeah.
And everything. I think it just depends on my mindset, basically.
Okay.
Like the one day before a week before we left our trip, I was fine. I felt fine. And then all of a sudden I pulled a muscle in my, strained a muscle or something, pinched a nerve in my lower left side of my back. And I knew we were going to Florida. And I was like, I started taking ibuprofen, like 3 ibuprofens in the morning, afternoon, and night just to alleviate this pain. nothing was working. I did a heating pad, it worked. I did the ice, I did nothing worked. I was like, this is not how I want my like week vacation to start off with me with a like a pinched nerve. Remember? Because I couldn't sit on the plane and like everywhere I turned, it hurt. I felt so old. I don't, it's I think it's like when I pull a muscle, I'm like, yep, can't do this anymore. We're done.
Goodness. I think we both answered that. So the next one is, what is the first thing that you noticed that made you think I'm getting older?
Okay. I would have to say finding out I had runner's knee years ago
Okay.
when I was still at where we used to work. But it was like after you left.
Okay.
I was running around and I like stepped in a divot and like my knee, there was not a good sound. I ended up in knee brace. I ended up because I used to do 5K, so I know that's a lot of pressure on your knees, and you're not really, that's not good for your knees. But I just did it for the fun, like the fun of it and the exercise aspect of it. I'm trying to beat my time. And then my mom saying the 1 year, if you beat your time from last year, I will buy you a breakfast sandwich from across the street at Russo's. Okay, Russo's for me at the shore is a little convenience store that makes breakfast sandwiches, hoagies, cheesesteaks, amazing. But anyway, so, and I did. I challenged, that was a big challenge for me to actually beat that 34 minutes. I beat it by 3.5 minutes.
Oh, very
I
nice.
was like, yes, I was so proud of myself. But couldn't feel my legs after.
Okay.
It was just finding out I ended up in a knee brace, had to do physical therapy, and then the major surgery in 2022 was the most horrific. So I was like, something's not right. And something wasn't right. But that was probably,
Okay. For me, it was this makes sense.
okay.
The lack of ability to like stay up all night.
Oh, I did that one day. I stayed up till
So
like 2:07 out of nowhere, and I'm never like that on a Sunday.
I was like,
Next
oh
morning, I
my.
regretted it big time. I was like, whoa.
When I was a teenager, I was able to like stay up all night and like binge or cram for a test or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And then in college, I tried it and I was just like, nope, this is not
Yeah,
gonna
we're like,
this is
yeah,
not gonna
nope,
work.
skirt. We're done.
So I was like, oh, nope, getting older.
Even in college, when since I just graduated in May, the last class I had, trying to stay up and or trying to do a first aid test in order to get into the class, since I'm was already CPR certified anyway through my job, recently, I was like, it was like literally fresh in my head, and I was like, all right, we got this. I failed the first time. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. So they let you take it again, and the professor was like, I'll email you with the results. Thank God I was at the longest red light, like on the back road that I take for the shore. So I got the email and it said I passed. I was like, yes! And like doing a 3 hour, true 3 hour CPR class for this course was, I my body was like, my arms, it's all arms because you have to do like the compressions and everything. And I was like, I don't think the last time I've used my core to my arms was probably diving. So that was like 2008, 2009 in high school. I was like, oh my God, I can't do it. And I had like blisters on my hands from the compressions. And I was like, I can't do it. Okay. What physical signs of aging have you noticed in yourself? I think we sort of answered this.
Just more like creaks and cracks and stuff. The knee having to get surgically fixed.
Yeah. I really haven't physically. I would have to. I can't say I'm more sluggish when I wake up. It's more of a. I choose to just lay in bed until I'm ready to wake up. I have to use. It's not physical though. Never mind. Listening to binaural beats is not physical.
Yeah,
that's
no.
more mental.
Mm-hmm.
That's a mental agent.
Yeah,
that helps me fall asleep. Because, I'd agree with you. Like the creaks and everything. And
yep.
Not being able to bend my body the way I used to. That didn't come out right. I mean, you know what I mean. Like being able to keep up with the kids at work. And them wanting to play tag or like just have them chase me and everything, not being able to keep up.
What mental signs of aging have you noticed?
I cannot go to bed unless I listen to binaural beats.
Because
it helps me fall asleep.
Okay.
And like I turn it on ahead of time so it's running. So I listen to that. I have it on loud and then I brush my teeth. And then I get changed, and then I like lay in bed, and I try to keep my phone away from myself so I'm not tempted to scroll on it.
Okay.
But you know, like how like we were scrolling like this morning and like late last night to help us fall asleep.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't do that anymore. I'm like, I will never fall asleep if I'm still on my phone. That and I'm more forgetful now. Like then I do have short term memory loss because of my past, but my hereditary.
Yeah.
You know the story.
Yeah.
Like if someone tells me, "Oh, hey, can you do this?" Okay, yeah, I'll do it. But for me, I have to do it that second.
Mm-hmm.
But if you tell me, like, or like at home. My one parent, I'm like, hey, don't forget to take the trash out. Okay. And the other person's like, wait, come downstairs. I need you to come get this. I'm like, I get bombarded.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Okay. I will come, person two, I will come help you. Let me do this first.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will.
Yeah.
Like, or else I will not. Like, so with the meal prepping, as we were talking about in the last episode.
Yeah.
I have to. So tonight I'm going to crock pot.
Okay.
I have to get the ingredients for the crock pot tonight, today, and then actually do it, or else it's not going to get done. So I have to do things the second I'm told, or the second it's in fresh in my head, or else it will not get done.
Okay.
What about you?
Just thinking things through more.
Yes.
Like I'm not as quick to...
What is the question, as my parents says? And I still struggle with that. I'm like, what?
I'm not as quick to just, like, jump to a conclusion or jump to a decision.
Oh, I still do that, unfortunately.
I think
but I'm learning
more.
I'm teaching myself to take a breath, think it over. What would be the right solution to this problem?
Yeah.
So. What emotional signs of aging have you noticed?
I am so bad at this one. Things hit me, like, nostalgia. I'm much more into nostalgia now.
Okay.
And also, like, things that wouldn't have, like,
bothered you?
Impacted me.
Okay.
Like, I follow a couple of things on Instagram that are, like, good moments and stuff. And I saw, like, I can't remember which football team it was.
Okay.
But a football team called a military family on the field.
Was it pro or high school?
I think it was pro.
Pro?
Or college.
Or college, okay.
But I watched this 2 days ago, so I remember it. But then, like,
I can't remember what I did 2 days ago. That's so sad. That's what I'm talking about, short-term memory. I'm Dory. Literally, I'm mentally Dory.
But they called this family down, and they were like, oh, the dad is serving in the military. Mm-hmm. He's away. And we heard you had car trouble getting to the game. So we bought you a new car, and their dad was sitting in the back seat to surprise them. And I was just, like, weeping.
Oh, yes.
And
I'm like, military stuff gets me because I have a veteran in my house, so thank you. I can't even say the Latin name for him because Johannes, that's how you say.
Okay.
Jack in Latin.
But I'm like, or there's, like, I follow We Rate Dogs on Instagram, and they do, like, top five dogs of the week every week. And it'll be, and there was one who was like, she's missing her front paw, so she has prosthetic feet that she gets to wear.
Oh, that's so cute.
And it's adorable, and I'm like weeping, and I'm like, okay, I wasn't this emotional when I was younger.
Yeah. It's, yeah, nowadays with those kind of videos, I am the, it's like the military coming home videos. They get me all the time. It's the everything. I feel like I get emotionally attached very fast now to people. I think it's definitely people now. And I'm gonna be honest, recently I've had a really bad temper where I have to, things don't go the way I want it to in my head, especially if it's like a party that we are hosting. I'm like, okay, these are the appetizers. This is where everyone's going to sit. We're going to have a good dinner, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and I have to, I say mantras now, like in my head. So I do like, I call them witchy mantras. So I have to say, dear universe, please protect my aura. Please protect my energy from anything negative. If it's a negative person, if it's a negative thought, if it's like thinking the worst that's going to happen at the party or the event, I have to keep emotionally reminding myself, I'm going to have a great day. Like, this is going to be a good day. Like, I have to, that's my new thing now. And it works until that negative, and all it takes is that one person, any person, to say a negative comment to me, and I go from happy to Hulk pissed off in like 1 second. I like, my demeanor changes right away, and you don't want to get in my way when I'm pissed off. You've seen me when I've, it's not pretty. And like, I will be honest, I go on a rant tangent when I'm pissed off. And I have to, like, I will pace my house, like, my entire house, ranting and raving and just anger bombing. I call it anger bombing, which I know I shouldn't do to myself or to anybody, but I do it in the privacy of my own home because it helps me, like, it helps me express, but I know I shouldn't do it because it's putting more stress on me instead of getting rid of it. And then my bird in the background screeching, and I'm like yelling at him because I'm mad at something else, and I'm like, So I'm learning to mantras, like morning mantras, witchy morning mantras.
Okay.
Don't worry, I'm not inviting anything negative in my house. Trust me. Sorry, that was a very big rant.
You're good. Do you try to combat the process of aging?
Like, physically? Like, with, like, the serums and stuff? When people do, like, the 10-step face serum? Or just anything in general?
In general, I think.
No.
Okay.
Not... Oh, wow. My... Sorry, guys. It's called morning, okay? No, I really don't. Like, but, okay, but I do, so in the summer, I have, it's called Skinny Fit, and it's like a powder that you put, like, in workout, it's like a to help you lose weight a little bit. So I was like 161 last week and now I'm 155.
Oh,
So
okay.
like I'm still I just eat, try to eat healthier, smaller portions, exercise, what my workout is at work with the kids and everything. Don't eat sugary foods anymore. Cut out carbs. Like I can still have carbs, but I lessen the amount that I eat. I'm guessing. Yeah, a little bit, but I'm not the type of person to be like, oh, I need a little omega 3. I need to eat like this. I need to like I don't have a 10-step plan, like 10-step routine in the morning to make myself look younger. When I used to get carded, when I first turned 21, I would get carded, obviously. I would be the person to already have the ID out and ready to have a drink. Now, since I don't drink, the last time I recently just got carded at Walmart because I had to get new phone chargers for my new phone that I just got. And that's the first time I've been carded. I asked for my ID minus like Disney when we were at Disney for the airport. That they have to, you need to have that out. But that I understand. But in Walmart being like carded, I'm car air quoting carded because I was like, oh, okay. Oh no. What was I just at that they needed my, oh, to get the phone. They asked for my ID anyway. But in Walmart, they asked for my ID because I was getting charger cords. And I was like, I've never been asked for my ID before in Walmart, which I purposely think this person did it.
Okay.
And yeah, I always get told I look younger than I really am. And I love that comment. I truly do. But when I ask the other person, hey, how old do you think I am? Like a complete stranger, like, oh yeah, you're like 22, 23. I'm like, ah. I'm like, you are way off. They're like, how old are you? I'm like, I'm 34. They're like, oh my gosh. I'm like, yeah, you look a lot younger than you. I was like, thank you. I will take that compliment any day and every day. So I, not really combat, but I just try to eat healthier and like work out more, and that's about it.
Like, okay.
I don't do like the whole like intense, like 10-step regimen of like the face creams, and like I don't do a nighttime routine. I don't do a morning face routine. Like, I don't do that.
Okay.
I don't have time for that or the energy to do 10 steps. What about you?
I've gotten into skincare to the extent that, like, I wash my face, I tone my face, I moisturize my face. And then at night, I wash my face, I tone my face, and then I put on this Earth Harbor Siren Silk Bioretinol Hydration Cream, sea retinol, and super herbs.
Wow. That was a like so like that was a lot.
But it just said you can use it as a night cream. So instead of putting the bubble moisturizer on, I put that on at night, and then that's all I do.
I don't do any of that. I have a weird sensory issue with things on my face. Like I don't mind like makeup, but since I get really tan in the summer, there's no point because you're not gonna see it. Like seriously, you're not gonna see unless it's like the eyeshadow or like the mascara. That's it.
True.
But, like in the winter, I will put makeup on, but it's usually not until like January, like New Year's Eve, I'll put on makeup because I still like this is my natural, this tan line right here, that's my natural skin tone in the winter. So, yeah. Do you think overall that aging is something we need to embrace or attempt to combat?
Embrace.
Yes, I agree on that one, big time. Because I feel like if you're trying to combat it, you're putting more stress on your body. I understand people want to like look good for their age. I get that. But as the quote is, age gracefully, which I'm good on that. If I'm being told by complete strangers in a store, oh, you look like you're only like 24, 26, I will take, as I keep saying, I take that compliment very well. I'm like, you. Yet I have gotten mistaken for my younger brother's mom.
Gotcha.
And I, like, this is during high school, when he was in high school. And I am like, I am his older sister. Mm-hmm. And then I think I mortified this child, this high schooler. Because his eyes, like, looked like they were going to bug out of his face. And I'm like, no, I'm his older sister. Mm-hmm. I get where you can see, because we, my younger brother and I, we do look alike with the blonde hair. And, like, but now that, back then, yeah, we looked alike.
Mm-hmm.
We looked like more back then than we do now, because his hair is a little bit darker blonde.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more, I can't say jacked. Mm-hmm. He's more filled out from the military, so he's more muscular.
Mm-hmm.
Not hard, you know what I'm trying to say.
Proportional.
Yes. So, I just say just go with aging. Unless you seriously want to change something on your body drastically.
Yeah.
But I don't have time or money.
Okay. We kind of already answered this. Well, I didn't.
Yeah.
But you did.
Yeah.
Do you spend money on anti-aging skincare?
No.
I got this that I just talked about, the Siren Silk, in a FabFitFun box.
Okay.
So I don't... Like, I buy the bubble kit, which has, like, the face wash, toner, the moisturizer. But, like, I like this product, the Siren Silk, so I'll buy this again.
Okay.
But, like, I normally don't just go out and say, like, oh, I don't want to be aging. Let me grab all these things. It's just kind of like, oh, I like this product.
Yeah.
I'll buy this product.
Yeah. But it's like when you see, like, all these people, like, on social media... showing you their, like, 20-step skincare routine. I'm like, you're just clogging your pores even more. Like, I understand, like, in certain countries, it's a must to look younger than you really are, which, but not really a must. You know what I mean? Like, in, what country am I talking about? Yeah. Like, they have, like, the most, like, very nice skincare stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's so expensive. It's sort of, right?
Yeah.
Like, but, like, I've seen videos of, like, girls doing it. I'm like, holy cow. Like, they do, like, the one side of the face without and the one with.
Mm-hmm.
And you can see a total difference. I'm like, okay. But I don't want my face to look fake. Mm-hmm. I don't want to look like a fake plastic Barbie doll.
Mm-hmm.
I want my face to be natural. With all the blemishes on it. do you work out or work on physical health?
I'm trying to eat better.
Okay.
I've lost like 10 pounds.
Woohoo!
Thank you.
Atta girl.
But with the knee being as bad as it is, I can't really work out right now, except for like the Pilates board that I have.
But even then, you're still gonna put strain on your knee, right? Because you have to.
So, no.
I do.
Not currently.
I do. I definitely do.
Okay.
I do work out. I walk. Like, if I'm down the shore, I walk the whole boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
I do 5Ks. I'm going to try and sign up for a 5K. I think it's too late, actually, now. Because I think it's not next week. It'll be the weekend of... The week of... The 22nd. It'll be, like, that weekend.
Okay.
So that'll be, like, a reminder of, like, what I went through years ago. I do work out. Not, like, every day, but when I can.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right. Do you do anything to keep your mind in tip-top shape?
I used to do puzzles because it was like a mind thing. All right. I, not now, actually. I don't. Oh, I try to read more books, like, especially like Dr. Julie Smith. She's a psychiatrist, and she wrote, she's really good. She's on YouTube, she's on Instagram, she's on TikTok. I've sent you some of her videos. She's really good. I read her one book, Why Has Nobody Told Me This Before? And she has another book called Open When.
Okay.
I'm still on chapter 5 of the first book. It's like, I listen to books. Like, that mentally helps me. Even though if it's like a gory book or something, it's still good. Because it just, I'm like, oh. Because it gets my brain working of like, trying to figure out who did it and what they're going to do. So what about you?
I do puzzles. I do, like, board games. Like chess, I'll play.
Oh, I can't do chess. I don't understand it. Give me checkers. I'm like a champ. Or Uno. Or Go Fish. That's
good, too.
Oh, that's a good... You will lose some friendships over that.
Family Feud, I'll do like that.
Oh, I love Family Feud. That's a good game.
But I'll do that kind
of
stuff.
Or 5-second rule? That'll get you thinking.
But all of it to kind of keep my mind...
Yeah,
move fast. And like solitaire, I started playing solitaire.
I love solitaire. I play, like, if it's a rainy day, I will break out the actual cards. I don't do it on the phone. I do, like, I physically have to play it, and it keeps me. If I'm really bored, I'll just play it in my room or like downstairs.
Okay. Oh, that's a headline I'll have to check later.
Your turn or mine?
Yours.
Okay,
for 12.
Yes. Do you have an older person who you see as a role model for aging?
Dolly Parton. I would like to age like Dolly Parton. Like, hold on, I'm going to sneeze, everybody.
Peanut butter. Watermelon. Bless you.
Sorry, everybody. Thank you, Daisy Doe.
You're welcome.
But, like, I know this is going to sound controversial because, like, she does the surgeries and stuff to stay looking like this. But, like...
Good for her.
But, like, her attitude.
Yes.
Like, and
okay,
her...
That I can see.
And, like, her zest for life and her joy. Her seem... Like, she seems so well-rounded.
Yeah.
And I would like to embrace aging like that.
That works.
Okay. How about you?
My mom.
Very nice.
So my mom, her, like, since I'm a natural blonde, but I dyed it dark for so many years and I dyed it back to blonde. You could definitely tell. Like, but we're slowly getting, it's just the roots that we still need to get.
Yeah.
And I know, like, dyeing your hair is not good for you constantly because, like, you're bleaching it, blah, 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 whatever. Okay, I get it. I don't care. My mom definitely, like, you've seen my mom.
Yeah.
If I didn't tell you her age, how old do you think she would be?
I'm not good at
guessing. But my dad doesn't look his age. Both my parents are the same age.
Mm-hmm.
My dad does, like, he's got, like, some grays coming in, but it's not, like, for someone who is, like, half their head would be gray. My dad's hair has, like, very small amount. Like, the sideburns, yes, they're, but it's not, like, hardcore silver.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's hair... Blonde gray, but it's like a gorgeous blonde gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's more blonde than, she likes to say, she's more blonde than gray.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, jokingly, every one of you kids gave me each one of my gray hair. So I was like, hey, it's not nice. She goes, but it's true. I was like, well, we all must have put you through some stuff. My mom is like my role model for aging because she walks every day with the dog. She like her I cannot get over her calves for her age are muscular. But she doesn't like go to the gym or anything. She walks every day with the dog. Mm-hmm. And I just, every time she wears shorts, I'm like, that's all I compliment her on. I was like, your calves are flipping amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what do you do?
Yeah.
She goes, just walk every day. I'm like, dang, girl. So I look to my mom.
Okay.
But she does have, like, my grandmom's hands. And my grandmom's hands were very, her mom.
Mm-hmm.
Were very, like, what's the right word? Like, the knuckles were very, like, big.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, she's starting to, she jokes about it. She goes, the one day she goes, she goes to me and goes, look at my hands. I was like, mm-hmm. Did you have a allergic reaction to something? Because, mm-hmm. like, her hands are starting to look. She goes, whose hands do I have? I was like, grandmom's.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, ding, 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 ding. I was like, I'm sorry, did I offend you? She goes, no. Like, it's hereditary. I'm like, yeah. Oh, okay. She has a reaction to the wedding band.
Okay.
So, like, she'll only, like, don't worry, both my parents are still married. I don't know if it's, like, if it reacts, because my mom has really bad psoriasis
mm-hmm.
or rosacea and stuff. But the wedding band, I think, activates, is that
okay.
the right word? Activates it. So she'll wear it to special events,
mm-hmm.
like weddings, family events. And then she can't, her ears are pierced, but they closed up.
Uh-huh.
And she always asks me to help her put it. And I'm like, if I'm hurting you, please tell me, because I'm about to stab your ear with this earring. So that definitely shows like she's aging very gracefully and she does like the face wash stuff and like does that stuff, but she doesn't do like a 10-step skincare routine. So she's my role model. I know, I just ranted. I am so sorry.
You're good.
Okay.
This
is gonna be fun.
Is there a philosophy you follow as you age?
Yes. All right, let me bring it up.
Okay. Mine's the Walt Disney one.
Okay. Mine is, like, part Dory, the what do you got to do when life gets you down?
Mm-hmm.
Just keep swimming. Like, just keep swimming. Yeah. Mean, like, just keep going. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep pushing. Push through the hard times. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
My other one that I found is... you're never too old to be young.
Yeah.
It's Snow White.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, I can't even, I know what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
That it's why, it's a reminder to keep your inner child alive no matter your age.
Mm-hmm.
So my inner child came out during California trip and our Disney trip.
Yeah.
I went ballistic for the characters.
Hmm.
And, like, Shay knows, like, Shay was looking at me, like, because I screeched. I was like,
you did.
And, like, the princess breakfast, I was like, oh my God!
Hmm.
And I was, like, shaking because I was so excited. So, yeah. That's my philosophy. Like,
okay.
Your inner child can come out no matter how old you are.
Mm-hmm. I like the Walt Disney quote, growing old is mandatory, but growing up is optional.
Yes.
So, that's what I follow.
Very nice. What is the biggest misconception you found as you age?
Oh. That adults have it all together. That's such a lie.
Yeah. We all know what you're doing in the, like, the corner. We all know what you do at off hour. Bless you.
Thank you.
Did you even sneeze? Peanut butter. Watermelon. Sorry.
Okay.
She's having some allergy issues over here. It's hitting
Prince
her heart.
Colin is going to get
she,
it.
She, She and Pollen don't get along very well, so.
And the dust.
On the dust.
I cleaned and the dust got me.
Alright. What is the biggest misconception you found as you age?
Also, like, half the pain medications that they sell
are lies.
Yes!
They just do nothing.
No!
They're placebos.
Yeah, literally!
Wait, okay.
Yeah. Selective hearing. Okay. I don't think that's a misconception. I think it's true. Because I know I have selective hearing. And I do it a lot. So as a kid, I would do the, huh?
Mm-hmm.
What? And I would and then as I get older, I find myself purposely doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm in the middle of doing, like something that I like that I don't want to stop doing.
Okay.
If that makes any sense.
Yeah.
So, like, selective hearing. Well, I don't think it's a misconception. I think it's true.
Do you find yourself with more friends your own age, older, or younger?
Ooh.
And is it harder to connect with them than it was when you were younger?
Wow. Okay. When I was younger, I clicked with everybody my age. Like, younger, older, like, I clicked. No, it was more kids my age.
Okay.
I was, like, the social butterfly. Now, I only have, like, 4 friends. You, your sister, you guys are younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
Your mom, who is, like, a mom figure to me also, yeah. So she's older than me, so I treat her with respect, and I treat her, like, my own, like...
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm adopted, like, into Shay's family,
mm-hmm.
because we've been friends for
years.
So, I'm, like, the older sister. Anyway, I actually have less friends my age. Like, my coworker just got married.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little bit older than me. My coworker that I work with, she's a little bit older than me.
Mm-hmm.
My other coworker, who I love, God bless this woman. I love her so much. She keeps mixing me and my other coworker who just got married up.
Oh.
Like, because Shay knows my name, and then my coworker's name begins with the same letter as my name.
Mm-hmm.
So when I used to have dark hair, all the kids thought my other coworker and I were sisters.
Oh,
because okay. They're like, oh, you guys. I'm like, no, we're not related at all. And that's a running gag at work, and I love it. And I was like, you can call me whatever. You can call me, yo, girl with the, and I'll answer.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have more friends, like, a little bit older,
mm-hmm.
and then a couple younger, like you two who are younger than me. But as a kid, I'm not a social butterfly as I am still, I'm social, but in bigger crowds, I'm like, nobody talk to me. I'm like, just,
Okay. My friends are mainly older than me.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So, thank you.
You know you love me. It drives me crazy.
No. But
we're being honest here, Shay. I do drive you crazy. I know I do.
But, like, most of my friends are a little bit older than me.
Yeah.
Just because of where I work. Like, I started working with kids when I was 15, about to turn 16.
Okay.
So most of the people in where I worked were older than me.
Uh-huh.
Then when I moved to where we met,
mm-hmm.
everybody was already, like, older than me. A little bit. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were, like, the one coworker was my age. My age. So, yeah. She's older than you.
Mm. And then
they brought in all those high school girls.
Yeah, right after I came. And I was like, oh.
Yeah, and then you're like, now I have people my age.
And then, like, when I moved to the kitchen, when mm-hmm. I worked there, everybody was older than me there.
Yeah.
And then where I work now, everybody's older than me.
Yeah.
Like, in my department.
Yeah.
So.
Do you prefer, okay, here's a question. Do you prefer having friends older than you or a little bit younger than you? Or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter, but I just find I gravitate towards people a little older.
Yeah.
Because
I think it's probably like the maturity.
Yeah.
And like they're a little bit wiser than us.
Mm-hmm.
That like the wise like, old owl.
And like my one friend, I haven't asked his permission to say his name on the podcast,
mm-hmm.
but I'll never forget. There was a lot of loss in my family when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
And it made me kind of grow up.
Okay.
Faster. So.
Oh, so it was like you had to grow up faster than you really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So you're, for your age, you're really mature for your age.
So.
Got it.
My friend will just say Kay. That's what his name starts with. But he once came over to me because it was youth group.
Okay.
And I was too young to go into the big kids youth group, but I was the oldest of the young kids youth group. That, like, my sister was in.
Okay. So sorry, I'm just trying to understand what you're saying over here.
Big kids youth group was, like, 12 to 18.
Oh.
I was 11. And the next oldest person in the little kids youth group was
okay.
And my sister was 7.
Okay.
So, and like, I was like, I just don't feel like I fit in here. And Kay was like, you've never really been a kid.
So you, in other words, you got your youth slightly taken away by trying to be more mature.
Yeah.
Got it.
And just naturally, I'm like an old soul. So he was like,
you're a pretty one.
Thank you. But he was like, I can't think of one time where you, like, even if we're having fun doing kid stuff, if you need to, like, snap and be mature, you can on the turn of a dime. Like, I can't think of one minute where you have been, like, a kid without a care in the world. So, for me, I think that just helps gravitate towards older people who might be more on the same maturity level as I am.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Oh. You need to go to Neverland.
I do.
I do need to go.
And never grow.
Or as Taylor Swift says, never grow up.
Okay. 16, if you want to take it away.
Alright. Do you find your social battery higher or lower as you age?
Lower.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like,
my social battery is like, as I've said,
I'm
like, when I was younger, it was so much higher.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, I had the energy to keep up with everybody. And, like, now I'm like, 7:30, all right, time to go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm like, everybody leave. Everybody go home.
I'm like,
time to go.
I'm at that point where, like, I agree to do stuff. And then I'm like, but it has to be before 8 o'clock.
Yes.
Food has to be prepared
by, like, 6 o'clock.
And I need it to be a maximum of 4 people.
Yes.
So,
I'm the same way. So, yeah, I'm definitely, as I get older, my social battery has lowered significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially at family functions, I get excited from like 10 a.m. to like 5:30 when everyone shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And then from 6 to dinner, and then after dinner, I'm like, everybody, please go. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I want to go to bed. I have all these dishes. Like, that's when my mind starts reeling. I'm like, oh my gosh, I have this to do. So I'm like putting myself down mentally without even knowing it. And everything. So yeah, I try, but I realize I have a big event to go to in November for my coworker who just got married. Her wedding reception.
Okay.
Starts at 5. So I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm going to be so excited. This is awesome. I have to be up to get my hair, my makeup done by 10 a.m. or 9:30 a.m.
Yeah.
I'm going to be up. This is on a weekend. Thank goodness on a weekend. But mm-hmm. this is going to be my biggest event, biggest sober mm-hmm. event. And some of my other coworkers are invited. So, and I know one of them, a couple of them drink.
Yeah.
And I've never seen them. I have.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be the biggest, this reception is going to be the biggest challenge for me mentally and
okay.
socially.
Mm-hmm.
I understand, like, we do, like, work dinner parties.
Yeah.
And that was fun. But, like, by when people start having a couple and then yeah. they start getting loud and a little bit of rowdy, and I'm just like, that's when the boredom hits. And I'm like, yeah. all right, I'll stay for the cake. And then after the cake, I'll give it, like, 25 minutes. And then I use the excuse, oh, I actually have to go home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, no, work night. I'm like, all right, it's 9 o'clock. It's like 8:30. Bye, guys. I got to go.
Yeah.
I'm like, I would like to be home at a reasonable hour.
Mm-hmm.
Not 10 o'clock.
So. Has your idea of a good day or night changed as you age?
Yes.
Same.
Yeah.
Mine is like what I just said. Yeah. Like, event needs to be done by 8. I need or, to have food.
But it's different for New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
So for like so that's an exception because we have to stay up.
Yeah.
And then we are so filled with so much sugar and soda that we literally can't fall asleep until like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. Yeah. And then we're just like, and then our social batteries are dead. And by the time we wake up, we're like, what did we do last night?
Yeah.
Yeah, same. It definitely has changed. Like, a good day for me would be having no drama. Like, having a nice work day of no drama at all. Like, a good night would be getting dinner on the table, eating at, like, 6:30, going to, like, if it's a Monday night, going to a meeting, come home, go to right to bed,
mm-hmm.
and pass out. That's,
yeah.
Like, weekends, like, this weekend, it's probably, like, a prime example. We've all yeah. crashed by, I think you were the first, your sister was the first
yeah.
person to crash by, like, I was going to say 1:30.
Yeah.
I was still awake a little bit.
I was out,
you,
too.
Yeah, you were out, too. I think we all fell asleep before 2 a.m. was,
yeah.
like, a record for us.
Yeah.
Because usually when I come over, we're up till, we're raring to go by 2:30 in the
yeah.
morning. And we were just, like, no, that's it. Because I think I was so busy with the cleaning that I was, like, my battery was already slowly draining, but I had to, like, grab soda to, like, recharge
mm-hmm.
myself.
Yeah.
So, okay. yeah. Have you found yourself in a mentoring position now that you are considered an adult instead of a young adult?
No. I'm not really in a position where I would be mentoring anybody right now, because I'm not working with anyone younger than me.
Yeah.
So
you're the one being mentored by the older people.
Sort of.
Yeah.
They try.
You try, but it doesn't work. I'm going to have to say it. Wait, sometimes.
Okay.
I think. Because I know, like, you've asked me some questions and you needed, like, advice on something. And
yeah.
I've, like, to help you through a certain situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I've helped you, try to help you as best I can without overstepping the boundaries.
Yeah.
But I also know that I actually have a mentor in my life
mm-hmm.
Who helps me through a lot of stuff. I've like two men, like I'm gonna say three mentors, like a coworker, someone that a family member, like my mom, who helps me a lot, who mentors me when I'm like helping, like giving me tidbits of like facts and stuff. And but I think I mentor when someone asks me for help or advice.
Okay.
That's about it.
All right.
But I'm not going to be like, oh, hey, you should do it this way. This is why. I'm not going to, like, come out and say it. It's more of a, if you ask for advice, I might help try to give it. But I'm not going to say, you must follow it this way. Mm-hmm. Like, how most people do.
Yeah.
So. Okay. My turn?
Yep.
19, right?
Be correct.
Okay. What is one thing you've learned with age you wish you had always known?
Ooh. Now, this is going to be
this
weird.
This is a complicated question.
My answer is, let me look up the exact quote, because I've heard it my entire life. Like, they had it up on posters in the school. Remember. Sorry. Somebody said, like, years from now, they won't remember how much money you had in your bank account. They won't remember your job. They'll remember how you made them feel.
Yes.
And I like that quote. And yes. I understand that now, because now that I'm older, there's people I've, like, lost contact with just organically through life. And it's like, I remember the names, but I don't remember, like, I know how they made me feel at certain times in life. Or, like, there was one girl, I'm not going to, she has the same name as you.
Okay.
This was elementary school, fourth grade.
Okay.
And she and one of her friends, I was on the swings, she was on the jungle gym.
Okay.
And they were just sniggering to themselves, laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? Because we were the only three on the playground, and I'm like, no, I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here singing and enjoying myself. And then I caught more laughing. And I just heard Shamu.
No.
And I was like, I'll remember that.
They did it.
They did.
Jay, like, breaks my heart.
And, like, I've seen, like, I'm overweight now. But back then, I was not.
No, you weren't.
Like, I was on an ADHD med that, like, suppressed my appetite. So I didn't eat back then.
Yeah.
Like, just because of medication purposes. Yeah. It wasn't like I had an eating disorder or anything at that time. So I was like, I know I'm not. But you're sitting there calling me
that name.
That name, which is a whale. Which, like,
now you don't even like whales. You don't even like whales.
Because I'm like, it's a whale! Maybe that contributes to the fear, too. I don't know. But I'm like, I just remember that feeling. I don't remember, like, why we were all on the playground. I don't remember anything.
Was it, like, recess or something?
Yeah, recess, I think. Okay. Or, like, class break time.
Oh, maybe,
But I just remember that when the quote of, like, they won't remember what's in your bank account, they won't remember your job. Like, that just rings true to me.
Yeah. So what I've learned with the program that I'm in, for sobriety, and my sponsor keeps telling me this, you can't control what other people do. You can only control what you do. So, in other words, I can't control someone's actions and forcing them to do what I want them to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if that makes any sense. I'm trying to. So with this acquaintance, I can't force her to make amends with me.
Mm-hmm.
All I can do is, if I want to make amends with this person, I have to be the first one to be an adult.
Mm-hmm.
As my mom says, put on your big girl pants and reach out. If they don't reach back out to you, you did what you did, let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, I'm not in control of how I want them mm-hmm. to reach back out to me. Like, I can't force them to.
Mm-hmm.
And the other quote that I love that I have hanging on my wall. No, I took it down, but it's from a 9-year-old girl. Sarah Kane. I don't know who you are, but my aunt gave me this as a gift. And I learned...
We're going to Google.
No boy is worth crying over, and if you do, it's not worth it. Like, something like that. Like, no boy is worth crying over. And that, like, rang true to me, because especially when I got into relationships, and especially mm-hmm. when I had these really... Look up the Sarah Kane. She's, like, age 9 or something. Mm-hmm. It's like a no boy is worth crying over.
Google's not giving me anything.
Really? Hold on. It's a little cute quote, and I, like, live by it. Because when I was in a relationship that I about with this guy who I loved, mm-hmm. I mean, I was like head over heels for him. And then when he broke it off, all I could do just was cry and be depressed mm-hmm. for months. Even, like, years, because I was just so devastated. Hold on. Oh, here it is. No boy is worth crying over, and the one who is won't make you cry.
Oh, that's a good one.
So this is what I have in my room. That's the exact plaque.
Oh.
My aunt gave that to me, and it rings true to me. Like,
okay.
I took it down to, like, switch out for something else.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, and it's true. Cause like when you find the right guy,
they won't make you
cry.
Happy so. Tears. Maybe.
Happy tears. Yes. But. Happy tears. But yeah. So that's my little other quote.
Okay. Have your values changed as you age?
I think
mine, not really. I just am more strong-willed about my values. Like, they mean more to me mm-hmm. than they did when I was younger. I would say, like, oh, I'm gonna follow this value. Like, I value peace over popularity.
Oh.
And I still value that. Yeah. I value my peace.
Yeah. Oh, so do I.
And so I'm just more determined to keep that value in place.
Mm-hmm.
Because there have been some values that I had, that I kind of, when I got older, and I was, like, in my early 20s.
Yeah.
I kind of put them to the side, and I don't regret putting them to the side, but, like, now that I've reinstated them, I see why I had them in yeah. the first place, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
But, like, a big one for me is peace over popularity.
Oh, yeah.
And that can take many forms, but, like, that doesn't just mean, like, no drama friends.
Yes.
But, like, it could mean, for me, like, sticking by my religion instead of following mainstream just to be popular.
Mm, yeah.
Because I won't find peace if I'm not true to myself.
Yes.
So, peace over popularity is a good one for me.
All right, I have a couple.
Okay.
So, one of them is that I love is some people won't like you just because your spirit irritates their demons. So, in other words, shine bright.
Okay.
So, literally, just shine bright. Let your light be shown. Don't dim your light just because it irritates somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
It just shows how the other person is towards you.
Yeah.
In a way. The other one is, your value doesn't decrease based on somebody's inability to see your worth.
That's a good one, too.
I have, like, three more.
That reminds me of one that I have also.
Yeah.
And it's, you can be the juiciest peach in the world and somebody still doesn't like peaches.
Yeah. Not Everyone is meant to understand you. That's what makes your tribe so special. There's one that's like, I'm not your cup of tea. Mm-hmm. And it says, oh, well, I don't drink tea. I drink coffee. Meaning, like, you don't follow what other people do. You do your, like, follow, like, the beat of your own drummer.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one. Oh, take off the mask and face yourself.
Oh.
That is a BTS quote. Yeah,
that's a good one.
And I love it. And if you have a problem with me.
The Tom Felton.
Yes.
Not Tom Felton. I'm looking at a picture of Tom Felton. Because that's what my internet browser is.
Holland. Yeah, if you have an issue with me, but you don't have my number, then you don't
know me well enough
to have my number. Yes, that one.
Okay, hold on. Let's look up the exact quote.
So we don't misquote this.
Okay. If you have a problem with me, text me. If you don't have my number, you don't know me well enough to have my problem with me.
Yes, that. Another one is, I'm not for everyone, and that's okay. Not everyone has good taste. So that's that one. All right, one more. I'm sorry. I have, like, so many of these. I'd rather be real and disliked than fake and approved. That one hits hard for me.
That's kind of like the peace over popularity.
Yeah. Because I'm not going to be... If you like me for who I am right now, great. I will welcome you in my life. But if I have to be fake around you just for you to like me, there's the door. Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the other quotes that I love. And then unfollow me in real life, too. Thanks. If you don't like me, great. I'm not going to be fake. Like, I don't like being fake around people just to get their approval. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yes.
The Tom Holland quote is...
That one's a good one.
That's a great one.
Look, there's a couple others that I have that are not podcast approved, so I'm not going to say them.
Okay.
I'll tell you after we're done recording.
That works. Your turn.
But
I think it's your turn.
So, final question.
Yes.
What is one thing you are learning and embracing as you age?
Oh. Dang. You can't control people the way, like,
that's a good one.
So hence going back to my sponsor, and not everything is going to be hunky dory dandy. There will be some, like, twists and turns. Life always will throw you a curveball and you just have to go with the flow. Like, don't force something to fit in. Like, don't force a square in a round peg.
Yeah.
In other words, like that metaphor. And like one day at a time. One day at a time. Don't worry about like a week from now. Don't worry about like from a month from now. Bless you. Don't worry about what's going to happen in like 8 months from now. Worry about the present, not the future and not the past. So that's.
Okay. Should I answer this?
Truthfully.
No, there's like three different answers floating in my head, but the one that keeps like bam, bam, bam at the beginning of my head is a simple let me get the exact quote up because or the main gist of the quote.
Yeah.
Learned I've learned who deserves a seat at my table.
Yes! Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. 100%.
Or, and I struggle a lot in the past.
Yeah.
Or I have struggled a lot in the past with, like, people who have just, like, ghosted me, who were my friends, mm-hmm. and then, like, what did I do wrong?
Yeah.
And people have told me, like, that's more a reflection of you than them.
Yes.
But one quote that really helped me with that is, God has removed you from a table where they were serving you poison.
Ooh.
So I'm like, okay, that's good.
I have one that you might like.
Okay, go for it. It
says, if cutting me off makes you feel like your life will be better, then do it. However, do not try to come back when you realize I was never the problem.
Oh, that is a good one.
Do you want me to send that to you?
Yes, please.
Okay.
But I think that's everything for today.
Yeah. Hold on, wait. I think I have one more quote.
Go for it.
Okay. Karma whispered in my ear, you don't have to tell me anything. I saw them laugh when your world burned. Now it's your turn to see how I set their world on fire.
Oh.
So just as that reiterates, I can't control.
Mm-hmm.
I can't force people to just go with the flow and let karma do its job.
Yeah. All right. You want to hit the exit?
Yes.
Intro?
I will. And with that, yet another episode of Candidly Eclectic has come to a close. Thanks so much for tuning in. We really appreciate the support. As always, you can contact us at candidlyeclecticpod@gmail.com or follow us on Candidly Eclectic Podcast on Instagram. Catch us on Spotify, Amazon Music, Podcast Index, Fountain and True Fans. New episodes drop on Wednesdays. We'd love to hear your feedback. We hope you have an awesome day, and we'll see you again next week.
Bye, everybody.
Das Vidanya.